It is day one of our summer membership drive, and we're getting off with a bang with David Green. He is one of our favorites here. He's such a nice guy. He's brought some really wonderful warmth and reporting chops to Morning Edition as well. And, you know, while he was here in Milwaukee, Joy, he also chatted with our own Morning Edition host, Rachel Owens. So what do you think? Shall we hear their conversation about what it's like to host Morning Edition?
Let's do it.
Hi, Rachel. Thank you. It's good to be here. I like sharing the air with you. It's fun to actually be in a studio and sharing a studio together in person.
I know. It's weird to be doing this in the afternoon, though, right?
Yeah. We're morning people. I'm often napping at this hour.
Me too.
Yeah. Aren't afternoon naps wonderful?
They are.
Do you have good curtains that keep the lights out? I mean, it keeps the light out and you can actually sleep?
Yes, and a nice eye mask that I like to wear.
Mm-hmm.
After a nice heavy lunch, that's the best thing ever.
Yeah. Now, what do you do when someone calls you in the middle of the afternoon? Because you can't be that angry at them because it's a normal time of day for most human beings. But it's like when someone calls and breaks up a nap, I kind of want to strangle them or something. Like, I'm really...
That's happened to me a few times, and I was just like, ah, really?
Yeah.
But then I learned very quickly that my iPhone is great with the sleeper, so I'll just schedule a little nap time in there and just put them on hold. Sometimes it's hard to go to sleep when everything else is happening in the world, but make it a habit like everything else.
Yeah.
You know?
I have the whole FOMO thing, the fear of missing out. Like, if I go to bed at 8, 9 o'clock, if I hear people outside or I see text messages from my friends who are getting ready to go to dinner, I'm like... It's painful. It's just pain. It's not fair. Life is not fair.
That's the hardest thing for me is, especially now it's getting very nice out.
Uh-huh.
And in the evening, it's so lovely to be outside, enjoy that sunset. But you got to go to bed at, say, 7 o'clock for me. That's tough.
Well, misery needs company. It's good to know that we're part of the same family. It's good to know that I'm not alone in this.
Absolutely. So all your friends and family, they know that weekends is when you have the chance to actually dine out.
Right.
Right.
But your schedule's kind of messed up on weekends. I mean, I get tired at weird moments. I have energy at weird moments. My friends are kind of scared because on a Friday night, you know, if it gets late enough, like 11 or 12, I don't know, suddenly I get this new burst of energy because it's getting close to when I would be waking up, and they're like trying to go home, and then they sort of avoid me because they're like, oh, you're going to get that second win. Like, let's get away from David.
Yeah, similar for me. Out of nowhere, I'll have energy when I've been up for 22 hours or something like that. And then for the rest of the weekend, it's like, whoa, I just feel like I'm in jet lag.
Mm-hmm.
So when I'm actually flying and traveling, no problem with jet lag. But when I have a normal schedule or my normal schedule, that is actually an issue.
Okay, can I tell you something I'm jealous about?
Sure.
You get to do the weather.
Aha.
I grew up literally a weather addict, like watching the Weather Channel in high school. I mean, my mom was worried. She thought I should be watching more MTV, and I was watching the Weather Channel all the time. And in my job, I never get to give a weather forecast or talk about weather, and it's just...
Unless it's like a national, like a hurricane,
yeah,
or a national,
yeah,
event, which,
yeah,
is not then, the kind of weather,
right,
you want to be talking
about. It's not the same,
about.
Yeah. But no, I'm kind of jealous you get to do that.
We have a fantastic student team that actually brings us most of our forecasts, and they'll provide forecasts for the Brewers.
Oh, nice.
And for the Lake Express ferry that goes across Lake Michigan.
Uh-huh.
So they're very reliable and do a great job considering that they're still in training. So it's a lot of fun to connect with them in the morning.
That's very cool. And the Brewers are a baseball,
yes,
team.
They, yes, put... Milwaukee Brewers.
I'm,
yep,
I'm totally, mm-hmm, joking. I'm a diehard Pittsburgh Pirates fan,
yes,
and I don't have always good feelings about the other teams in our division. But I will try to hold back because I know that many people in Milwaukee would be very angry if I started, you know, trashing my rivals, the Brewers. So I'll just stop there.
So as long as we're united against the Cubs,
we can all hate the Cubs together.
Yeah,
there we go.
We're united that way.
Yeah, I like that.
Yeah,
very
and
nice.
Bob Uecker has to get us some points as well.
Okay, Bob Uecker gets you points.
All right. What do you like to do in your free time?
I like, I don't know, when the show is over at 7 in the morning, like actually doing the live show, I go take a walk because I want to be outside. My wife and I love traveling. She runs and owns a restaurant and is often in her restaurant until maybe 2 o'clock in the morning or later. And so I wake up at 2:45. And so we overlap very little in our daily lives, which is really hard. And so we try to make time to travel together as much as possible. We went to Colombia recently around my birthday, and we just love traveling together and exploring new places, which is really fun. And I'm a sports fanatic. I stay up late watching my Pittsburgh Pirates on my iPhone, and often go to bed way too late because I'm watching baseball.
Yeah, I always go to bed too late when there's something I just can't miss.
Like what, in your case?
Like a concert or a comedy event. Last year, I saw Russell Peters. He's
nice.
One of my favorite comedians. Saw Bill Burr.
Uh-huh.
A few years back, we had Tony Bennett in town, and of course, you can't miss that.
No, you cannot miss that.
Or it's just so nice out. You just can't stand to go inside again.
Yeah.
So how much do you get to do interviews with people who are in the studio with you, especially actors or politicians or people that, you know, the names that would be familiar to a lot of people?
It really varies a lot. I mean, I would love to do it as much as possible. I like doing face-to-face much more than not. I mean, I was lucky enough, I interviewed Keith Richards from the Rolling Stones and did that in person in New York City, which was fantastic. Paul Simon recently, he was in Austin. I couldn't get down there, and so that had to be for an ISDN line, which is great. I mean, certainly not going to complain about interviewing Paul Simon, but I would have loved it to be in person. Oftentimes, people from Hollywood end up going to NPR West, our studios in Culver City, and I'm very jealous because I'll be interviewing the person and all of my colleagues in LA will get to meet them in person and they're getting ready to sit down at the microphone and I hear my colleagues, you know, talking to them in person, just chatting about whatever, getting autographs probably, and I'm sitting there going like, "Hey, I'm in front of a microphone here in Washington D.C. Love to chat." What's your favorite part of the morning?
You know, I always feel like being a host or even being at the board and being behind a mic live, it always feels like I'm, and I don't mean this to sound cheesy, but I always feel like I'm something of a tour bus driver and I'm getting to take listeners on a journey and I'm kind of there and I'm able to say, "Hey, you know, look at that building that's, you know, the Eiffel Tower built in this year," or something like that.
Uh-huh.
And if something crazy is going on, it's okay. You know, like, we're here with you. We're going to get you there, going to get you to the point where you want to go with your understanding of the situation. So both like an uplifting presence, I love to try to be that, as well as a calming presence, which I think you do magnificently. And it's something that you and other great hosts, I like to glean off of that and try to incorporate the same tone. Consistent, it's happy, it's calm, getting people to where they want to go. That's what I feel like my role is. And it's so fun to feel like I'm connecting with people. Yeah, like you're taking people where they want to go.
I love that. This is total mind meld because I that's what I love too. I mean, I really feel like it's a journey. There's news happening. It's like we want to try and understand it together. There might be a movie star or a politician or something, and it's like, let's chat with that person together and sort of feel like we're in the room together, just asking questions. And, you know, then let's travel to some part of the country where you're hearing some interesting story. And then let's travel to some, you know, somewhere in Milwaukee where something is happening here. And it's like you and I are, we're tour bus drivers together.
Yeah.
I mean, taking people on that trip. And I think it's really rewarding. And despite the lack of sleep and despite, you know, all the things we miss late at night, it's really worth it to be in these chairs and be able to do that, I think.
I agree completely. So many times I'll come in the morning and I'm just like, "Oh, I'm such a fan." Mm-hmm. And I'll be messaging to my friends, "Check out this interview. Check this out." And I'll be doing that as if I'm a listener, just because I love what I'm hearing. Things like Ari going on a run with triathlete, I believe it was.
You know, in polluted urban India. It was, sucking in pollution, which sounded terrible. And yet they're training for these runs. It's incredible.
Yeah, and actually conducting the interview while on a run. I love getting to be a fan of what I'm listening to at the same time that our listeners are being able to enjoy it in that same way.
Now, I just want people to understand this who are listening, because I come into work and, you know, we have a big staff of people who have been working overnight on stories and on content, and I walk in and there are people to greet me. You are coming in here at a very early hour in the very beginning. I mean, it's just you, right? It's
mm-hmm.
You are alone in this studio and working your butt off alone in this place.
Yeah.
That's impressive. That's really, really impressive.
Oh, thanks. There's so many jobs these days where you have to be multitasking all the time. And I do to a certain extent with this as well. But I get to just be in this world and just completely get absorbed by it. And it's a world I love being in. So
even though I have colleagues there, it's like once I'm in the studio, oftentimes it's just me. And the studio can feel so lonely. But mm-hmm. I start imagining listeners who I've met recently and kind of imagining what they're doing in that moment. Are they making breakfast? Are they in their car? And if they're in their car, where exactly are they? And, mm-hmm. you know, if they had told me about, well, you know, they often are stuck in traffic here, I'll imagine them stuck in traffic there and hoping that whatever story I'm telling or whatever interview we're airing, sort of helping them feel better about the fact that they're, you know, sitting in a standstill on the interstate.
Right.
Or they're making oatmeal and trying to get the kids ready to school, and hopefully we're saying something or we're airing something that, that makes that moment sort of a little more uplifting, and they're going to get in that car and take their kids to school and sort of be thinking about something new that they hadn't thought about before. But I think it's really important, I mean, for our listeners to know that they're really important to us, that we feel like we're right with them. Well, it's an honor and a pleasure sharing the air with you.
Well, thank you.
Have a great voice. I love your approach to this job as you're taking listeners on a journey every morning, because it's a really cool way to look at what we do.
Well, thank you so much. It's obviously an honor and a privilege to have you here as well, and wonderful speaking with you.
Yeah, likewise. Let's do this more.
All right.
Done. To date.
That was NPR's David Greene chatting with WUWM's Rachel Owens about the joys and tribulations of hosting Morning Edition.